From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. This morning, we bring you Brazil Mayor Brian Windham's State of the City Address, recorded live Tuesday, January 24th at the Brazil Chamber of Commerce Luncheon. Now, here's Mayor Windham.
Got to get my notes here. First of all, I would like to thank the Chamber for allowing me this opportunity to come and share somewhat of a snapshot of the city and what's going on in the last year and what to expect to happen here in the near future. There's a lot of good stuff going on in Brazil, Indiana, and we want to keep that movement going. I kind of like to use this venue to kind of give you somewhat of a report, and I go by departments. And I'd like to start today with our public safety department. To give you an idea, our police department responded to over 12,000 calls for service last year. These guys are busy. There's a lot going on. They had 1,200 full case investigations, affected 350 criminal arrests. They do a great job in that area. The Shop with the Cop program, which a lot of you are familiar with and help support, that bought Christmas for over 90 kids, which we're really great to see that happen. We are at full staff. We have 14 full-time police officers. And one thing we want to work at a little more, I'll be honest with you, we could use a couple more. These guys are carrying quite a caseload, but they do a great job on doing that. In 2023, some of their objective is to more specialized training in certain areas, and they're always striving to do that, to become better at what they do. And we'll see, they'll do a good job for us here on out. Chief McQueen, I appreciate the effort you put forward in doing that. And our fire department, Chief Jake Bennett's in charge there. They do a lot with our grade schools, youth safety programs, things of that nature. Do a great job at it. They still do a lot of people need to take advantage of this. They do the free smoke detector. So they'll come and install them for you to make it safer. They completed over 1,400 hours of hazmat training this year, in the past year. And they're always doing training and things to get better at what they do. And generally speaking, or I feel like, I'm a little biased probably, but our public safety department is always working to be as good as they can be at what they do. And I'm confident of this. If you need them, you're going to get very high quality professional service. And we can bank on that. Thanks, guys. Street department, we had some good stuff happen there. As most of you know, we built a new city garage, which was way overdue. So we got some nice working conditions, got a good area there north on Depot Street. So we was proud to get that done. Thanks City Council for helping appropriate money to do that. We got moved in there. As you've noticed too, we've paved all the city parking lots. So we're still blacktopping, and we got more streets we're gonna do this year. We still go after community crossings money. And we've been awarded some grant money this year for that. One thing we want to do with our streets is start a program on, you know, once we get them done, which we're pretty much there. Well, we lack one or two, Janet, of getting them all done. We want to start a maintenance program. And I think it's time now we've got to look outside our streets. So the next thing, phase that I think the major projects, we need to be looking at sidewalks. And Brazil does very good. When you go after grants, it's a scoring situation. And we have a great, what they call walkability score. And it's because of our sidewalks. You know, people can get around easy and stuff like that. So it's important we address those. Those come into play for getting grants and things of that nature. In the planning and zoning that Janet's in charge of, we did collect $84,000 in building permits, which that's great to see. That tells you that there's renovations and buildings and things like that going on, and that helps the city's budget. We also had $227,000 awarded to us in community crossings grants, and I'll get into it a little later, but we also had $250,000 in grant money awarded for a splash pad that's going to be over at Forest Park this year. Guarantee it? Okay. I'll leave that alone. One thing we do for the real estate folks that's all here, and it is a concern of the cities too, we really want to stay concentrated too on blight elimination. And hopefully we can get some FEMA money to address that. That's, I think, a big key if we can get stay focused on that blight elimination and remove some of those places that need it removed. In the parks, we've got a great park system for a city this size with the parks we have. And one asset we have is the golf course. And our golf board and our superintendent over there has done a great job. If most of you have done any golfing, you know that it was kind of in a downward spiraling trend for a while. And it took a lot to get that back. And I'm really pleased to announce our golf course, our revenue was up 21% last year. That's a big increase. So they're doing a great job with that, doing very well. I think they chip and sealed the cart paths, and hopefully someday we can do a resurfacing on them, but right now it's holding together pretty good. When we get talking about the parks, the splash pad, there is a $250,000 grant. The city has set aside another $250,000, so it's going to be nice. It's going to be a great addition to Forest Park. I think those splash pads, I'll be honest with you, when they first kind of came about, I thought, well, I don't know, they seem awful expensive, but you know, they're here to stay. It'll be able to be used a lot more where you don't have to have lifeguards and the season's longer, and I think the people will really enjoy this splash pad. Another big deal that's happening in the parks is out at Craig Park. If anybody's been out there, we got a bridge sitting out there. And that's thanks to Clay Community Parks Association. They've worked diligently on making that happen. So it's going to go across the dam end of the pond out there. So that will make a complete walking track. And that's going to be a game changer out there at that park. It'll be used a lot. Craig Park, you're going to see that develop as time goes on. It's a lot different than Forest Park. It's a little different type park, but you're going to see more development out there. Due to the fact we got a new city garage, hopefully we can get rid of that zoo building. That's something we're going to target. And then it's a matter of what to do with that concrete pad. That's a pretty good sized building, but there are several ideas, and I think that'll be in the development of the park. So I think your parks, they're going to expand, and that stuff's going to happen this coming year. It's not way off in the future. Another thing that we added to the city, we became or designated as MS4, our sanitary system, which with that really came a whole lot of paperwork and a lot of things we got to do to stay compliant with IDEM. We were fortunate to have somebody on board as our building inspector that was willing to take on the job as the MS4 director, Kara McKenzie. And she's doing a good job on it. There's a huge learning curve on doing this. The MS4, I had to write this down or I never got it right. That's a municipal separate stormwater sewer system. So you fall under some different criteria with IDEM than where we were at. So there's things we got to do to stay compliant. One of them is a phosphorus removal system. That's going to be completed this year down at the wastewater plant. That's a pretty expensive project, but we're getting it done. So that's one agency that you really want to stay compliant with. They're kind of judge, jury, and executioner when they come down, but we're doing a good job there with that. And leading into that, one thing that I think is very important that's kind of unseen but we need to address is our utility system. Most of you know our well field is out east of town by Big Walnut Creek. Those wells are aged. We've been doing some test drilling on the other side of the river. We need to really be looking at making sure that system is up in good working order. The main line running out there, it's 70 years old. We're looking at line replacement there for our main raw water line. That's going to be the growth of this area. If you don't have utilities laced out there, it's pretty tough to get them to grow. That's why we're also looking at the I-70 corridor. There's going to be some things happen down there, but we need to have utilities in place to allow it. So I really look for that to be one of our focal points next year, is expansion and renovation of our utility system. It's kind of an expensive thing to address, but you don't want to wait till it goes down on you, then try to do something with it. But we got some good plans in place for that. We're replacing part of it out there east on 40. You see where the state's going to replace that bridge. So we're putting in all new line there. So that's going to help us out a lot. So that, along with, I will say this, there's a movement going on in Brazil. If you don't feel it, check your pulse, because it's happening. We've had some great things happen in the last couple of years, I feel like. Another thing on our utilities is the water tower at Great Dane, thanks to the county. They put a lot of money into that. Once they got it built, we had to fill it full of water and won't run up. But to me, that's a testament of when your county and city officials work together, what you can make happen. It enhances that industrial park a ton. That's been needed for a lot of years. We appreciate your help on that, Paul and Marty. You guys were instrumental in that. So yeah, it's we're trending in the right direction. I really feel that way. And I think we've got a very bright future. A lot of people sitting in this room is what's making it happen. So we do appreciate you, and believe me, it does not go unnoticed. So other than that, I always try to leave a little time if people's got some questions about anything that maybe I could answer. That information wasn't that comprehensive, was it? I mean, daggone if it was, that's something, isn't it? But, yeah, Justin.
So you mentioned for the real estate side, like the blight elimination.
Yeah.
But what about housing starts or affordable housing, you know, or and how also do you see that relating to the growth of the manufacturing or the growth of the business?
Well, it's critical. We're in the same boat as about every community across the nation. There's a shortage on housing. I have met with a couple of local contractors. I think they're going to be doing some building. There's a couple of land acquisitions that needed to happen in order to allow them to do that. So it's something that's being addressed. Also, at a Thrive board meeting last night, that was mentioned quite a bit. There may be some funding through that agency that we can tap into. Along with, I don't know if everybody knew it or not, but Brazil got designated as an urban community here in the last census. Actually, I think that'll help us as far as opening us up to some transportation money, things like that. We need a transportation system in town. But to answer your question, the housing's or lack of has been talked about quite a bit, and I think there's we'll see some building going on here in the very near future. Like I say, been working with one of the local contractors. It's got some property that we can start on. Anyone else? This will be the shortest State of the City that we've ever had yet. But like I say, things are going great. We appreciate all you guys and what you do and your support. That's what makes it happen. Like I say, I really feel like there's a movement going on. We're trending in the right direction that we should be, and we'll continue to do that without a doubt.
You You've been listening to Brazil Mayor Brian Windham's State of the City Address, recorded live Tuesday, January 24th at the Brazil Chamber of Commerce Luncheon. This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.